This morning, as we celebrate Remembrance Sunday, as we remember all of our loved ones who have gone before, I want to share with you one of my memories. My memory is of my grandmother, and I loved my grandmother. This is my mother's mother. And by the time I was in grade school and early junior high, my grandmother lived in the same town we did. It was a small town, about 1 square mile. Our house was on one side, one end of town, and our school was on the other. It was a school that was K through 12. It was that small of a town. And my grandmother, by then we had moved her to an apartment. She lived with a woman, an older woman, near downtown. So downtown was right in the middle of home and school. And I used to come home from school while my brother and sister went on home or to the drugstore or whatever. I would stop by and see my grandmother. My grandmother spoiled me rotten. I was the oldest girl grandchild. I remember one day at kindergarten, I came home and I needed a rug for nap. I understand they don't need those anymore. I would still like to have one, but anyway. I needed a rug, and she said, "What color do you want?" And I said, "Purple." I said, "Oh, purple was not my grandmother's favorite color." But she went out, and by that night, I had a purple nap rug. One of my birthdays, early junior high, she actually worked with my mom, who grandma could do it, mom couldn't. I got my ears pierced, and that was a really special thing, too. I was spoiled. But my grandmother's health was declining over the years. And I would go by and talk with her in the afternoons after school. We would eat ice cream sandwiches together. But as she got sicker and sicker, eventually she had to go to the hospital. Then one day she didn't come home. And I was kind of a quiet kid. So when everyone was gathered in the room and crying and really upset, I was standing kind of against the wall just watching everyone and being really sad, but I wasn't crying. And my grandmother noticed, or my mother noticed, that I wasn't crying. And in her tears, she came over and said, "Why aren't you crying?" And I said, "Well, you know, in Sunday school we learned," because I went to Methodist church, "in Sunday school we learned that when you die, you go to heaven, and you're not in pain anymore. And Grandma was suffering. And I'm really happy that she's not suffering." And my mother was like, "But you're not crying, and we're all crying, and you need to cry. Go to your room without dinner." And it took my adult self to realize that through the stages of grief, that she was actually doing the sadness, the separation, the anger, all of the stuff all at once, and just piling it all together, because nobody said those stages of grief happen in sequential order or one at a time. They kind of all flow in and out. So she was combining her just shock and her loss with the anger. But I recognize, too, that grief is complicated. Children experience it differently and express their emotions differently. Children can focus for a moment and be right there. And then they're off doing something else and maybe playing and laughing. And we're like, "What are you doing, kids? It's a sad time." But kids process in their own way. Kids also get to practice when they're little with goldfish or pets that come and go through our lives. But as an adult, I recognize that grief really is complicated. We not only lose people, we can lose jobs, we can move, lose friends, all sorts of things. And grief is very complicated. Has anybody ever suffered a serious grief and recovered within the 3 days you're given off work? Somebody has? Awesome. Some losses you can do that. It's just straight through. You deal with it and it's okay. We move on. But other times it's much more complicated. And I want to let everyone here know today that sometimes at the weirdest moments, tears will come up. It's like a bucket in there, and every now and then it just leaks, right? It's okay. It's okay even if it's beyond the 3 days, because grief is complicated, and we are here for each other, and we can just sit and listen when we need to and be there. As much as you might feel like it, none of us are alone when we feel grief, when we're feeling sad. While we may grieve in different ways and at different times, all of us, to some degree, have known grief and loss. As Nathan plays, I'd like for us to come forward with any photos or mementos of our loved ones and put them on the table. We also have some leaves here, so if you've lost someone and didn't bring anything, you're welcome to write a name. It could be the name of a pet as well, but a name of a loved one that you have lost. It could be a job, could be moving, a loss that you've experienced in this past year, or another loss that you would like to bring forward today. There are two tables. You're sitting in the round. There are lots of aisles. Come forward as you need, and then return to your seats as Nathan plays.